20 to 3, and my second studio guest of the afternoon, as I say, has joined us. It's Neil Davis of the Cogwheel Trust. Very good afternoon to you, Neil.
Hi.
It's always nice when we get another Neil in the studio. Always makes life easy. And you're only just around the road from us, out on Norfolk Street. But,
yes.
But you're kind of, a lot of people won't know what it is you do, so just tell us about the Cogwheel Trust. What is it you get up to?
Yeah, the Cogwheel Trust is a Cambridge-based charity that's been in existence over 30 years. And its main and sole objective really is to provide affordable mental health counselling to anyone, regardless of the ability to pay. And you know, its core vision is to provide affordable counselling to anybody who needs it. And I think, you know, that's a really fantastic objective to have. And it's really an objective that really attracted me to becoming involved with the charity about 15 months ago.
Oh, right. Because, I mean, you're right. I mean, you can get some sort of counselling from the NHS and referrals that way, but it never seems to be enough or for long enough, or it never seems to suit the patient or the client.
Yes, counselling access through the NHS it can be provided, but there's often long waits and sort of, you know, you have to have a severe need perhaps to get counselling quickly. And you can have private counselling, but that costs sort of £50-60 an hour, and that's not within everybody's budget. But with Cogwheel, the minimum contribution we ask is just £10 an hour.
Wow.
So, and that's with a counsellor who could be training or who could be experienced, depending on who is allocated. But it provides the charity provides about 5,000 counselling sessions each year to upwards of 500 people, and it's it has its main base in Cambridge, but also has satellite centres in Sawston and Ely. So it's really quite a unique.
I'll say it is, isn't it? Yeah. And I'm guessing that, like everything, when it comes to mental health, you're under real pressure again at the moment. It just seems that the there's a sort of a headwater that's just building on this.
Yeah, there's a regular long waiting list of people wanting assessments. They have an assessment, they're seen by a trained counsellor, and their particular circumstances are looked at, and then hopefully a counsellor can be allocated. But often there's a wait between sort of time of assessment and time that you're allocated and counsellors. That can be a few months, and sort of moving into the Christmas period and early in the new year, it is a peak time for people to
Nightmare time, isn't it? The pressures all really do come out, don't they?
Yeah, especially with the long winter evenings and things like that. It's not a great time of year.
And I guess, like all charities, it's a case of fundraising, isn't it? Day-to-day fundraising. That's where you come in, I guess, is it?
Yes. The annual running costs of the Cogwheel Trust are about £190,000-£200,000 a year, and we get absolutely no NHS or council funding,
really,
or government funding whatsoever. And about 65% of our income is from client contributions, which can be anything, sort of range from anything from £10 to £30, £40.
As you say, you're trying to keep it cheap, so to an extent, really, you're kind of doing yourself out of the money, but you're doing a great service as a result. Yeah. But that does limit what comes in, isn't it?
It does. And, you know, we would love to be able to sort of develop our services further, but, it's always been a struggle to sort of break even. And, we do rely on grants and sort of just general fundraising, but it's pretty tough to keep our head above water.
I can imagine.
And to have a sustainable and viable operation, but there's a really committed band of trustees, and our chairman, Jeremy Barnett, who's been in post about 13-14 years, has been a great supporter of the charity, and very much without him, I doubt if Cogwheel would exist today.
Well, it's a great job you're doing, and let's face it, people need it at the moment. We're doing an awful lot talking about homelessness and rough sleeping. So many times there's always a mental health angle on it, and a bit of counselling at the right time could make all the difference, couldn't it?
And there's a huge age range, literally, sort of from charity offers family counselling right to sort of people in their 80s, so it's wow. it's literally sort of several generations, intergenerational perhaps, yeah.
Well, yeah, because things hit at different times in people's lives, different stresses and yes, different pressures yes, come in, don't
yes.
they?
And you know, you never know what's around the corner.
No.
So, yes. Yeah.
Don't, yeah. don't. Yeah. All right, so this, I've already said this today, I like this idea because you're catching people right when they're at their most vulnerable on this one. This is when everyone is just starting to think about New Year's resolutions and you're going to nab them just before those New Year's resolutions come into play. It can be like, I've done it the day before, yes, I'm ahead of
yes,
the deal.
Yes,
so tell us
yes.
about the Cogwheel 5K Canter. I like that.
Right, okay. this is a brand new running event to Cambridge. We sort of looked at the running diary around sort of Cambridge and sort of the surrounding area. And although there's a 10K New Year's Eve 10K in Ely, there was nothing sort of within Cambridge. And having organised runs in Histon, Impington, sort of for the last decade, sort of now branching out into Cambridge. And the run takes place on Jesus Green and Midsummer Common, and the support of the Cambridge City Council over the last 12 months has just been fantastic. I approached them about firstly about the idea in September last year, and Ashley in the asset department there has just they've just been really, really helpful, and so we've progressed the idea over the last 15 months, got some supporters, sponsors on to support us, including Cambridge Bid, who were really helpful, and a number of other sponsors, including Tucker Gardner. And we've got a dedicated event website, and we're currently wanting people to register for the run. We've called it the Cogwheel 5K, but it's a sort of a running festival as well, because there's going to be a 200-metre Toddle mini sprint for...
That's more like it, that's yeah. me. I can handle that.
Yeah, for anybody under four.
Oh, okay.
And there's going to be an all-age 2K fun run around right. Jesus Green, and then the main event itself, an all-age 5K canter around Jesus Green and Midsummer Common. And, you know, it's by the River Cam. It's a really picturesque course and
flat.
Yes,
he said.
Yes, yes.
That's the bit that appeals to me.
Yes,
and that is
yes.
the great thing about runs in Cambridge. By and large, yes, they are flat.
Yeah, yeah
and good
yeah.
running. I mean, you strike me as a runner yourself.
I run a couple of times a week. Yes.
So
yes.
that and so you'll have known that this is a good place to do
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah,
it?
And it's a good be a good opportunity to get a personal best, even being after Christmas.
Oh, which do you reckon? Everyone's going to be carrying a couple of pounds. Come
yes.
on.
Well, it depends how committed they are running over the Christmas period.
Well, I suppose that's true.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So if people want to get involved, what do they do? They need to sign up now, really, I guess, isn't
well,
it?
Well, ideally, we've got online registration available until 23rd of December, and there's a dedicated website, which is www.cogwheel5kcanter.org.uk. But you can register after the 23rd of December by emailing myself, neil@cogwheel.org.uk, and there will also be registration on the day from 9:30. But it's a little bit more expensive to register on the day.
Yeah, and you need to know from safety and everything else. But it's good to get the names.
Yeah,
in, isn't
we're
it?
Not. You know, we're encouraging sort of people to register beforehand, because you know all the money that will be raised will go directly to the charity and providing counselling for all ages. So yeah, so please do register. And but you know there are. Facilities to register on the day, but you know you might have to wait, and you know it would be far better to register.
Well, plus if you've got your name down,
yes,
you're not going to chicken out.
Yeah, but for the toddler mini sprint, it's register on the day, and there's medals for all under 12s in the toddler mini sprint and the 2K, and there's a special Cogwheel medal for all participants in the 5K, and that really is an attractive medal. It's not sort of one of these cheap jobs, but it's a really attractive medal. So, you know, hopefully that will give you some motivation and inspiration.
Oh, excellent,
to run.
Excellent. I've got to say, my nephew, he ran in the marathon out in Athens back a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And they got a neat trick. So the medal he's got has got an M on the back.
Right.
He said, if I come back next year, the medal will have an A on it.
Oh,
he
right.
said, and eventually it will spell the word marathon, but then you've got to come back when you've done all eight.
Yeah.
So cog wheel, hang on, we could do this.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
Because this is the first one you've run isn't it?
It is the first one, and we very much hope that if it's successful, then we'll be able to develop it further next year, and perhaps even include a 10K along the river cam.
But, well, noticing here as well, it says about 5K chip timing. So this is like, I mean, as a runner, you're treating this very much as a part of the programme. This is a great way to get people ready for the season, isn't it?
Yeah. The chip timing, so you know, your time will be accurate. So we are investing, you know, to quite a lot of money to get a chip timing provider on the day. So, you know, there's chip timing for the 5K, but for the 2K, it's manual, but still be accurate.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And for the toddler mini sprint, well, listen, that's non-competitive.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes.
It sounds brilliant. It's lovely to hear. And obviously, it's a great deal of work that you're doing. Cogwheel doing a great at a time of year and at a time in people's lives when they really need it.
If you want to run with a dog or a running buggy, then you'll be very welcome as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that helps as well, doesn't it?
Yes,
because,
as
you say, very much a family type thing.
Yeah, and all parties. All participants very, very much welcome.
It sounds like fun. It sounds to me like a great way to end the year. And as I say, then you can turn around to everybody when they all go out that night. Because you don't want to do a New Year's Day one. New Year's Day, that's the morning after the night before.
Yeah,
but this will get you ready for a good evening out, won't it?
Yeah,
and you'll feel good about it.
Good appetite as well.
Excellent, yeah, excellent. Yeah. Well, Neil, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Well,
that website again.
Thank you.
cogwheel5kcanter.org.uk cogwheel5kcanter.org.uk. If you're driving along, you can't write that down, just send me a text when it's safe and legal to do so, and I'll send you the details back. And there it is. That's on Jesus Green. That start route around Midsummer Common. That is on New Year's Eve, the 31st of December. That sounds really brilliant. As I say, there's a 200 metre for the toddlers, 2K and 5K for everyone else. That sounds brilliant. Neil, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Hope it all goes well for the Cogwheel Trust in December.
Thank you.